The Florida League of Cities lobbies on behalf of more than 400 local governments. Its primary focus is retaining local control over policy, or home rule. And that means advocating for a sometimes dizzying array of issues. Rebecca O'Hara says the league objects to a set of fracking bills, but on zoning rather than environmental grounds. Lawmakers are again trying to preempt local fracking bans.
So what we'd like to do is try to clarify that preemption to ensure that we maintain the authority to apply our land development regulations and our zoning codes.
Meanwhile, the governor's budget is aiming to restrict impact fees for certain small businesses. It's a requirement making new entrants pony up for the increased burden they place on a city's infrastructure. League Attorney David Cruz says local governments should retain control over the fees.
We feel that impact fees are, again, a very important growth management tool. Cities currently have the ability to waive impact fees if they go ahead and analyze their infrastructure needs.
And the list goes on, from taxes on cable and phone service to how to classify and regulate vacation rentals. But the most controversial cause the league is backing could have to do with public records requests. Florida's existing provisions are broad. And lobbyist Casey Cook says some are abusing the system.
And their intent isn't to get information. Instead, it's hoping that the public agency doesn't comply fully with the request.
According to Cook, the requester then files a public records lawsuit and offers to settle out of court. Currently, two bills in the coming session aim at greater protection for contractors working with public agencies, but there's nothing to protect the agencies themselves. Cook expects that legislation will be filed soon.
From our perspective, I think we'd like to see two things. First, currently, judges are required, it says shall in statute, to award attorney's fees in public records cases. We'd like to see that change to a may and give the judge some discretion in whether or not to award attorney's fees. The second is a 5-day notice of intent to sue.
The league says 55 cities and counties have been drawn into public records lawsuits recently, as well as several sheriff's offices and school boards. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.